Road to Hell.
The Highway to Hell. Do you want to play another song and
so we can
take a break?
This other song is also they are all melancholy because they're, you know, country song, and
there would be no country music if you didn't have a song about dog that died, you know. So
about what? About what?
About dying, your dog that died.
Okay.
All, you know, every, I think it's the every third song, maybe every second even.
Okay.
Two songs about your dead dog.
Okay, alors il dit il va
The other's about your truck.
Okay, donc il dit que il va.
About your truck usually have the dog in there too.
Yeah, the first
and
one.
Your gun and
everything
all the
is okay.
Accessories.
Then your dog die and then your truck die and so on. And then,
donc il dit que en fait il va faire une chanson qui est sur la mort d'un chien et que c'est souvent ça dans les chansons de country et que c'est souvent la troisième chanson de l'album et que souvent la première c'est sur le camion. Voilà.
We're talking about the new country though, you know.
Ah, la nouvelle country.
This is like a Nashville after 1985 when
après 95.
Real music, but like what Johnny Cash used to call it the shit of the mechanical bull.
Okay.
The fake rodeo machine.
Okay.
Ah, j'ai pas tout compris. Et ça parle de caca, de mécanique et de.
It's not the bullshit. Bull? It's the shit of the mechanical bull that you got in the rodeo contest.
Ah d'accord. Le caca de taureau. Ah non.
Le taureau mécanique.
It's not even real shit. It's plastic shit.
Ah.
C'est-à-dire que le rodeo maintenant, ça se fait sur des taureaux mécaniques et non plus sur des vrais taureaux.
Ah oui, d'accord.
Voilà. Donc en fait, c'est toute cette nouvelle country que Johnny Cash qualifiait.
Because most of the modern country music is unlistenable. It's like a Trump train, you know, soundtrack.
Okay. So that's a song about a dog.
Don't kill me for that.
No.
You know,
no, not now.
Leave it alone. Okay. Okay. So this song is. This song is inspired by a song by a band called Cabo Nation, and they're from California.
Ce sont inspirés par Cabo Nation,
un
groupe de Californie.
And Tony, the bass player, who was also one of my idols, he passed a couple of years, maybe 3 years, on cancer. And
donc une des personnes est morte du cancer il n'y a pas très longtemps.
I was never really like super touched by his music, but more about his stage persona and his deep voice. And you know, so
il a été moins touché par la présence scénique, enfin par la musique, par la présence scénique.
What's his name again?
Tony Gilchrist. No.
Ah.
The band's called Cowboy Nation.
Okay. Okay.
And the bass player's called Tony. I don't know his last name.
Okay.
I can't remember it right now.
You can Google it later.
You can, you know, I mean, we have Mr.
Google
it. Now, so
yeah.
It doesn't really fucking matter. But
yes. C'est pour lui en tout cas, pour le bassiste de ce groupe.
Life is simple, nothing to explain. Leading puncher on a floor won't be getting up again. Whiskey, wine, and conversation. Cassie felt at this. Anybody out here knows why this young man came to the West. I came out West with my heart and pistol. I had the best. Silver's more sense. was to die. The stars in heaven, they are the windows to my very soul. So I'll snow, summer scorches, winter frees me. I'm still
il devait genre détruire la guitare normalement à la fin. Alors, why not? Ah, there's another song. But no, you don't do this for suppose for real. Yes?
No, I'm not gonna do it for real. No.
Ah.
I was supposed to
do
like a real idiot. You know what I mean?
No, that's why you bought a new one. Ok, vous êtes toujours sur Radio Libertaire 89.4 avec En veux-tu en v'là, l'émission de radio, des concerts et aujourd'hui surtout du live avec, avec Kundaoula. Kundaoula.
No,
definitely not.
Why did you start?
Not
too old to be, you know, spoken about in 10 minutes. And,
Yeah. So, for example, let's talk a bit about your history and let's say the main lines, the main guidelines to understand your path. Where you started music and singing and playing in Czech Republic in the 70s, 69. Yeah, fucking good year. The best year maybe.
Alors tu as commencé à jouer en République Tchèque dans les années 69.
C'est fucking ridiculous.
Voilà. Ah?
You look like Nelson Montfort, you know. Peut-être qu'on va laisser tomber la traduction et qu'on dit que tout le monde parle anglais couramment et que you know.
Ah d'accord, bah oui, pourquoi pas. Après, je suis obligé de traduire genre petit à petit. Je peux pas genre attendre une longue phrase.
Je comprends.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna be British. I'm gonna make it short so it's easier to translate. So I was born in 69 in Czech, and by 82 or so, I started to play in bands because I went to music school, and I turned out to be this like overtrained folk singer, and I got really bored with that, and then I discover electric guitar and,
mm-hmm. and music.
Rock and roll music, mm-hmm. punk rock and stuff, and that was it. And I discovered a band called Residence, and that kind of really changed my life, because up to this point it was all hard rock and all this other bullshit, and with the Residence there's a whole new universe,
new world, yeah.
sound, electronic music, all kinds of stuff, you know, there was everything there. So and then I spent 2 years in jail, but unlike my gurus who went to jail for their political or personal ideals, I went to jail because I was a thief and I used to fight with cops and bullshit like this.
Okay.
And in the end, I pulled down a sculpture in my hometown.
Okay.
A statue?
A statue of the first communist president.
Okay.
Who was getting on my nerve for a long time.
Okay. Alone or?
I had two accomplices. You
know. Okay.
And we were kind of just, we got lucky, you know, because the sculpture wasn't properly anchored to the ground and was very tall.
Yes.
6 meters tall bronze sculpture.
Okay.
And
it's not so just by pushing it.
Yeah, I just tried, I said, look, let's try to knock this motherfucker down. Pardon my English. And I nudged him with my elbow, and he started to rock back and forth. And
okay.
Oh shit! This will go.
This is gonna happen for real.
And so we did it. And of course we didn't have any plans, so we ended up in jail, all three of us. And
okay. Yeah.
We got released on amnesty when the revolution came in 1989, and by January 3rd, I was out of the jail, mm-hmm. 1990, and I spent a couple months in Czech, desperately trying to get my passport because I was a felon still. I wasn't yet, I wasn't exonerated, so I was still a felon, so it was hard to get the passport. Eventually, 3 months later, I ended up acquiring one, and I split for Germany and practically never fully returned back to Czech. Mm.
Okay.
So you're still a felon to...
Yes, okay.
Still on the same trip.
Yeah. Bon, juste pour expliquer, okay. Il fait sur la fin des années 70, donc il était plutôt dans un mouvement protestataire, après des études de musique, et avec des copains, ils ont fait tomber la statue du premier leader communiste de République Tchèque, ce qui lui a valu 2 ans de prison, et à sa sortie, donc il a galéré encore quelques mois pour récupérer un passeport et récupérer des droits de citoyen, avant de quitter quasiment définitivement la République Tchèque pour l'Allemagne. You still play in Czech Republic though. You still come back there.
I went to Germany with my old drummer from the previous band, and we had a band called Pseudo, just like a mat rock bass and drums, progressive music. And we did that for maybe 4 years. We did 2 records, and then. We saved enough money and went to the United States. He chose, however, to go to Canada, and that kind of broke the band up because I wasn't going to go to Canada. I figured all the Canadian bands go to the United States, so why would I go to Canada?
I know. What's the name of the band?
It was called Pseudo.
Pseudo.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you look on the internet, there's you can actually find
live shows even on okay. all videos.
I definitely want to see that.
And so then I showed up, I end up in California. I got help from this lady called Barbara Benesch, who is a painter. And she was kind enough to help me acquire the visa, because it's very difficult for me to get American visa because I was too young and et cetera, et cetera. And I end up in Los Angeles. I had some money saved up, so I rent up a house and I naively open a recording studio.
Okay.
Waiting for the people to come record.
Okay, okay, okay.
That will come.
So 6 months later, I had to kind of start to think about closing the studio.
Did you record any shit?
I recorded. I recorded, in fact, a very great record with this Czech guy called Jim Chert, who's an accordion player.
Jim.
A folk Jim Chert.
Jim Chert.
Jim Chert, and it's really unique. Czech okay. music, it's not rock and roll blues based music, and he has a very unique way of playing live. It's very, he's like a true magician, you know. He walks into a room and in 5 minutes everybody's on him.
Okay.
He commands attention like I never seen anybody like this in my life. And so he was around by a complete accident, so we recorded all of his output, all the songs he ever made, in like a 3 weeks long binge drinking, you know, and
okay.
recording in my house. And after that, I moved to San Francisco and I met with my first wife, and we spent 7 years together traveling around. And at some point, I got offered to play with the Residents, which
okay.
was my lifelong dream.
Okay, okay.
Really into them. And it was very strange because I was living few blocks away from them on the Schrader and Haight Street in San Francisco, but we didn't know, like I had no connection to them. I was trying to sort of find like anybody to lead me onto them, but they're really hard to reach.
So how did you connect with them?
A friend from my hometown, Mirek Vanek from the Usme Doma band, made a contact through a theater in Prague. They offered them a big production with a lot, you know, for this time it was a lot of money. It was like, you know, 5 million crowns or 2 million crowns or something. Shit like that, I don't know. And they came to San Francisco to negotiate the deal of this production. They were going to do the freak show of the record called Freak Show. They were going to do a live theater with multimedia theater in Prague. And it was like 21 shows, you know, and they ended up being all sold out. It was kind of like a huge thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Mirek needed a place to stay while he was doing the negotiation, so he stayed at my house because I was two blocks away from the residence. And that's how I met him.
Okay.
Okay.
With a friend from my hometown. This
is crazy. Yeah, this is crazy.
You never know, you know. You have to be nice to your friends from your hometown because you never know.
You never know. You know. Okay, okay, okay.
And anyway, so... After that, I went back to Czech and I did a short stint with the Usme Doma because as part of the contract, I had to take the bass in a band that didn't work out very well because I don't really like to play other people's music very much. You know.
Usme? What's the name of the...
Usme Doma.
Yes.
You know Macario?
Yeah,
Macario
we
is there a prime booker here?
Yeah, yeah. We had a show together, a co-production with Macario on one night.
Yeah,
it was like 2012.
They also play music which is not exactly blues-based, and it's quite different and, you know, not my cup of tea, but it's really, you know...
Mm.
I'm proud of it.
Yeah, they deserve.
It's from my hometown.
They deserve better.
Yeah.
I think because they played a couple of times in Paris and
they've been around for since '87 or something like that, and they really play 200 shows a year, you know. So
which is a lot.
Busy.
Yeah.
Well,
when I was with them, I only played with them for 7 months or something, and we played like 120 shows.
Okay.
So, my most fucking every day. And so after Usme Doma, I regrouped with the Sudo band. I made another record with them, a single, three-piece single. And then I went back to the States and I worked with Lydia LaLange and a couple other people. Eventually, I ended up working with Steve McKay, the saxophone player, from amongst others, the Stooges. They always say Stooges, but he's also played with Snakefinger. You know Snakefinger? It's a guy who played with the Residents, the guitar player.
Okay.
He played with the Violent Femmes.
Yeah, okay.
It was like a kind of traditional country,
femme.
You know, whatever. And we tour with, we end up liking each other quite a bit. We like to play with together, and so we end up touring quite a bit over the years. And yeah, I spent like 20 years in the States,
okay.
Basically. At some point, I divorced my first wife and bought a bus and went on a tour for a couple of years. Then I was hoping it was going to be a never-ending tour, but that proved to be, you know,
everything has
too hard
has an end.
To do.
Ok, ok. Donc, bon, je vais la faire rapidement en français, mais voilà. Du coup, il s'est retrouvé pendant une vingtaine d'années aux États-Unis en tant que fan des Residents. Il a fini par les rencontrer et par jouer avec eux. Et puis un studio d'enregistrement qui n'a pas marché à San Francisco. Voilà. Et puis plein d'autres projets, dont des noms de groupes tchèques. What's the name of that Czech?
Sudo.
Ousmane Doma. On a déjà mis
en français.
Ouais. On a déjà passé.
Qu'on a pu faire jouer avec des soirées de Madame Macario. Ouais. Et puis voilà. Et puis des tournées et tout ça pour revenir en Europe. Ouais, 10 years ago. Maybe 15 years
this
ago.
It's 96.
Okay.
Time goes, you know.
Yeah.
20 years pretty soon. But, you know. Yeah, so anyway, after all this touring in the bus, I was lucky to meet two Czech guys who were in America, and they joined me on a trip, and they were really great because they know how to fix cars and score girls and, you know, get free pot and stuff like that.
So you always need guys like that.
I survived because of them really well. And at some point, it became impossible to maintain the truck because it was a day, every day I had to deal with cops and stuff like that, you know, because it was kind of a target and it was hard to park it and I didn't have a place to put it. And I ended up meeting some people in LA who introduced me to the guys from the Queens of the Stone Age at the Rancho de la Luna. And after a few parties, they liked the whole concert because I had a recording studio inside the truck, mobile recording studio and a practice space.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to always be independent, you know, so I can sort of play music every day on my own. Because I'm really lazy, I don't like to have my life scheduled by 10,000 fucking events, you know, because it really breaks my brain. And my flow of the songs, I like to wait for a couple hours in the truck and just noodle on the guitars, and then
you know
when
it's
I play, it's really strong, you know. When I come from some long trip, some menial fucking job, you know, and I'm supposed to record, it just doesn't work for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm weak.
You just want to take your time.
Yeah, you know, I'm not that motivated to be part of this, and so the guys from the Queens of the Stone Age, Dave Ketching and Hutch, you know, they really sort of helped me stabilize my situation because there was all kinds of, you know, 2 year long drinking and partying and, you know, driving and not sleeping and stuff like that. And I had to sort of come to terms with that. And the desert is really good for this because it's really healing and it allows you to come back to your center and
mm-hmm.
stuff. If you like the hippie shit, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
Basically, I just like could sleep a lot and they have free beers and coffee. And they took good care of me, you know, forever grateful to them. And after that, I find my own place in the desert because I fall in love with it, the ambience. And the way the music comes out of you in the desert is really quite strong.
Mm-hmm.
It really helps. It really helps to be surrounded by this empty space with lots of electricity in the air and huge mountains, you know, and space between you and the stars.
So this is basically where your, let's say, your contemporary music comes from?
Yeah, that's where I did a lot of soul searching and I used to play a lot more experimental electro music and or hardcore math rock and stuff like that. And in the desert is when I went back to being the overtrained folk singer, you know, and like I rediscovered that and it made me feel really good. like it helped me to deal with all the baggage that I accumulated over the years and shit. And from the basic things that I just played with the guitar and the voice, you know, and I added the looper at some point, and I was doing my own music and covers, you know, in like a open mics in the little cafes in the desert and in bars, you know, on Sunday night and shit like that. But there was a lot of great people who were really good players and had knew a lot of songs and sort of turned me onto songs that I would never even like give a chance, you know. But if somebody explains to you what the song's about, really, and he plays it in a certain way, you know, it touches you, it's a... So it was a really great experience to discover actually like a roots music, you know, not the flashy or intellectual or, you know, whatever, progressive music, where you're just slapping around the fucking, you know, to impress everybody, you know what I mean? But this was you're not expecting anything from this, you know, just you're doing it for yourself and the people.
Yeah, that's a more personal journey.
Introspective.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's enfin tu parlais de ça, enfin you were talking about this, like when you are in the, like there's a lot of space between you and the space and stuff, yeah. It's more like you find yourself,
yeah,
like,
and you I this might sound trite, you know, to like say this, but like in a desert there's no light pollution, smog pollution, you know, no sound pollution,
mm-hmm.
And the universe sort of whatever it is, the vibration or the waves, you know, that are traveling through Earth and around Earth and
yes.
Stuff like that, you became a lot more sensitive to it. There's less distraction for
of course
it. And the loneliness, you know,
mm-hmm.
And the dry air too, there's no, you know, there's no water in the air, so it doesn't
okay.
Deflect the waves.
Okay, okay.
So you getting a direct beam, yeah, yeah, yeah. Know, from the Lord.
Whatever the Lord is.
Whatever the Lord is to you.
Yeah. You're getting
you
directly.
Desert, he speaks to you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Camille. We'll come back to, let's say, the modern...
The exciting life on an old guy.
No, no. I could stay there for hours talking like this, you know. Unfortunately, we don't have this time, but... Pour résumer, donc voilà, il était en train de tourner beaucoup aux États-Unis dans un bus avec sa musique, et puis il a fini par rencontrer les gars des Queen of the Stone Age qui l'ont aidé à se stabiliser un peu parce qu'il était un peu en roue libre. Il s'est retrouvé dans le désert morave. Il avait déjà ce bus dans lequel il avait monté un studio d'enregistrement, voilà, et puis il pouvait faire un peu de la musique quand il voulait, quand il le sentait, et puis il a ressenti cette sérénité, cette connexion avec le désert qui lui a permis de passer de toute cette musique expérimentale un peu rock'n'roll d'où il venait, voire électro, à quelque chose de plus posé, de plus personnel. Et, so I'd say let's listen to a couple of more songs, you know, because my translation is really shitty.
Non, ça va. Mais du coup, est-ce que ce serait pas sympa de mettre genre un extrait du nouvel album? Et ensuite, ou peut-être un morceau live, et ensuite, parce qu'après...
On va manquer de temps, c'est ça?
Non, ça va en vrai.
Ouais. Maybe you play,
oui,
you
oui.
Play two more songs and...
Ouais, d'accord.
Et puis après,
okay, ouais. Vas-y.
Is it the time getting close,
yeah? You know, time is running really...
Yeah, okay, so, sure.
Okay.
But anyway, thank you for you know that bit of history, because it's always interesting to know the background of the people. I think for myself, I think that music speaks for itself, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But then it's always interesting to know where it, for example, yeah, Johan, yeah. You know,
yeah. You know. For me, the talking about myself or whatever in the past, and so, I think it's only in. Not important, but like it's only good to say something like this, your story, because it helps the people who are mm-hmm. after you, you know,
mm-hmm. For sure,
to understand that like you can travel really far and get lost. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
you actually can get lost. So you know, it's you don't have to be afraid to be yourself and do your own music, your own shit. You know, and be extreme, because life has enough. Energy to fucking teach you a lesson. Whether you,
for sure.
Nobody's too extreme.
For me, like it's
for
like. For me, it's like the thing of the time. You know, I feel this about the time, like, what is the time that I have to spend in my life, and well, what will I do of it?
Yeah.
And yes, it's something like maybe you can just I don't know, like let the waves transport you. I don't know, but there's always something like, you have to do something now. You have to think about the I don't know, the your situation or stuff. But yes, the
you have to go with the flow.
Go with the flow.
What I'm trying to say, even if you don't go with the flow, you know.
Yeah,
it's okay. Matter, you know?
Yeah,
it's
yes.
You can just stay like that, like a stone, and watch the flow.
Yeah. what matters, actually, it really matters to make your opinion visible. Because that's the only way we actually understand what's happening, is by seeing what other people think.
Like, it's a very capitalist way of thinking, like everything has to be efficient, you know?
Yeah.
And no.
Yeah, actually, no, that's like the biggest freedom I could ever take in my life is to be fucking lazy bastard.
Yeah.
It's wasted quite often, and plays his music regardless of what.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes the consequences, I mean, sometimes it gets pretty hairy, but, you know, and also, like, I have a child now and stuff like this, so I gotta be like a little bit more responsible or whatever, but not to say that you could be an asshole or, you know, things like that, but, like, you, the stuff that surrounds you is really just bullshit bubble, man. Even in a desert, you realize it doesn't exist.
Mm.
In a desert, there's nobody going to the rabbits. Come on now, go ahead, fucking eat that. Eat that fucking bush, asshole. Wake up.
All right. Sur Radio Libertaire, hein, des fois qu'on aurait perdu le fil.
So, c'est en we're going to continue in country.
Yeah.
Country Wayne. And to make it really intense, I'm going to do another song about a dog.
Okay.
To make it even more intense, it's a song about the same dog as the
yes.
song before.
Okay.
Because so I love
that's
them
a concept
so much.
Album, in fact, about the dog.
Uh-huh.
That's a concept album about a dog.
Not quite, but yeah. But he's there a lot because
it's not
he was this very powerful big dog that liked to run a lot around, and it reminded me of myself. And I like it. I liked a lot to be next to him because he made me feel.
Okay, now I see the big picture. Let's go for it.
Connecting the lines that after dark. See him running, clip him on the butt. Call down to the station to come pick the mess up. No hugs, no kisses, no goodbyes. No hugs, no kisses, no goodbyes. No kisses when evening fell. I lay on top of the white satin, and where you fell. No help could have been gotten. No hugs. Can run faster, but you don't care. You run like you have no masters, no hugs.
Spidey, our Jewish travel, made her bed, walk you to the gravel. She still clutches the leash, but you out full power, and you run until the horizon gave you cover. No hugs, no kisses, no goodbyes. No hugs, no kisses, no goodbyes. No hugs, no kisses, no goodbyes. Now we're through with the dark songs.
Yeah. Do you want to go on for another one?
I think so.
Because we like a little bit of time, so.
Okay.
You know, talking is good, music is better.
I play a little cover, yeah, from.
For sure.
Mr. John Prine. The benches flying, swimming suits are on a line just drying. I meet you there, I spare our conversation. I hope I didn't ruin your whole vacation. You never know how far from home you're feeling until you watch the shadows cross the ceiling. I don't know, but I can see it snowing. The windows in your car, they are wide open. Just come home, just come home. Oh, you don't have to be alone, be alone. Valentine's break hearts and minds at random. I don't Easter egg, ain't got no leg to stand on. Well, I can see that you won't win for trying. And New Year's Eve is bound to leave us crying. Just come home, just come home. Oh, you don't have to be alone. Be alone. Be alone. Moons and stars hang out in bars just talking. I still love the picture of us walking, like that old house we all thought it was haunted. Summer's end came faster than we wanted. Just come home, just come home. Oh, you don't have to be alone, be alone. Be alone. Be alone.
Okay.
Be alone.
Thank you.
You talked about Valentine's. Valentine's?
Valentine's.
Ah, Valentine. Okay. But it was Ballantine's, like the whiskey thing. No.
The whiskey?
No. Yes, it was, yes.
No, it's the Valentine's Day.
Okay. Thank you very much, Camille.
Yeah, thank you.
These are all the brand new songs from the upcoming album. So,
yes.
You don't know most of them. Maybe we can take like a couple of minutes to listen to one of the
tracks.
One of the tracks.
Yes. I just quickly say something about the album.
Yeah, for sure.
The album, actually, a year before the, or 10 months before the COVID. And I was planning to release it on vinyl and tour with it and stuff like that. And the COVID came just at the beginning of my tour in the United States, where I was going to promote the album and stuff.
Okay.
And so I lost the United States tour, the French tour, the European tour, and then Czech tour. And the album sort of didn't get properly released.
Okay. So,
if there's any labels out there, or even crazy people,
yeah, for sure, for sure,
who have some cash in their pockets, call me.
Yeah, yeah, okay. For sure,
I'll be yours, and let's do it.
The
let's
album deserves it. So yeah, maybe we can play a little track. We always lack of time in this show, you know. That's why
we play the whole track.
We'll ask for 2 hours show, so you have to come back for sure. Voilà, on était avec Kundaoula donc pour il nous a un petit appel du pied en nous disant que voilà c'est un album qu'il était censé aller promouvoir aux États-Unis, en France et en Europe de l'Est au moment de sa sortie. Et puis la crise sanitaire a fait que tous ses plans sont tombés à l'eau et que cet album est toujours dans les tuyaux en fait. Voilà, donc il lançait un petit appel si jamais il y a des labels qui nous entendent, qui sont intéressés, ils peuvent le contacter pour réfléchir ensemble à cette sortie. On va s'écouter un morceau de l'album en question, justement.
L'album s'appelle comment ?
L'album s'appelle Karim est prêt en technique et va pouvoir le passer maintenant.
Close your eyes. jour viendra, le jour viendra. Ami, ne désespère pas. Le ciel de chaque nuit sera douce lumière.
Vas-y. Ok, vous êtes toujours sur Radio Libertaire avec En veux-tu, en v'là l'émission. On vient d'écouter un extrait du nouvel album de Kunda Oula.
Still There Waiting For You.
Still There Waiting For You. That's the name of the track.
It's a reference to the place I have in the desert that I haven't been there for 7 years or so.
Okay. And what's the name of the album?
The album's called Still There Waiting For You.
Okay.
That's the name of the album. Okay. The name of the song is Belly Don't Stop Crying. And on this record, we have two of my friends, one from the band called Ape School, and one from a project called Belly Hole Freak, who helped me record the song together. And it's a sort of homage to two terrible tragedies that happened a few years back, where in an earthquake in Italy, both the mother and the brother of my friend died, and he had to come up and cope up with it. And I wrote this song for him because he goes by Belly Hole Freak.
Okay.
And so I wrote this song, Belly Don't Stop Crying, to help him out. And while I was doing the song, another friend died in a car accident. So it all became mixed up together. And,
that became a one-track tribute.
I like to say that I play weddings, you know. I do weddings.
a lot.
But funerals, really.
Funerals is really your thing. Okay, si jamais quelqu'un nous écoute, donc cet album est à sortir de toute urgence, en espérant que ça vous a plu. Thank you, Camille, for being with us. It was you know you speak French. It was a bit speedy because there's a live show right after us. Faut que j'arrête de parler en anglais.
It's like the 60s again.
Exactly. I love your voice with this reverb.
I just mentioned it for the international listeners that we are sitting in a studio which is approximately 100 meters from Jimmy Morrison's grave.
Exactly.
And there is a tunnel under my chair that you can crawl in and you can go all the way to Jim Morrison's grave and you can hang out there and drink alcohol.
So that's what we're going to do right
after
the show.
That's what we're going to do now, so that's why.
Okay, so that was too short, so you'll definitely have to come back to visit us and play more.
The album's ready.
Exactly, definitely.
I'll be the promoting fool.
Definitely. Thank you again for being with us. J'espère que ça a plu à tout le monde. Mm-hmm. On va terminer cette émission parce que du coup, on vous a dit qu'il fallait qu'on plie tout ça. Donc on va.
Big ups to all my friends.
Yeah, and you have to come back so we can discuss what you know the second part of the story, what you've been doing in Europe since 15 years,
yeah.
Especially like all the bands we have in common, you've been touring
mostly,
with.
Mostly eating free lunches and driving around.
Okay, so we're gonna discuss it in the part two of the.
Of
the kebab show, de Radio Liberté à kebab show. Ok, on va terminer cette émission en s'écoutant comme promis deux morceaux de la jungle, respectivement le sang du sang du singe et puis j'ai plus le quatrième titre, mais vous pouvez aller streamer cet album qui vient de sortir sur Mono aujourd'hui.
La 3 et la 4.
La 3 et la 4, exactement. Désolé, on était un peu à l'arrache comme d'habitude. Je peux vous retrouver ça hein, si je prends deux secondes. Mais voilà, il y a nos successeurs qui commencent à arriver dans le studio et on commence à être un peu short. Camille, a last word maybe?
Hey Mathieu.
Hey Roxy. Voilà, donc on va s'écouter du son. Oui.
Friends, keep strong.
Always.
I love you. I really do.
Thanks again, Camille. Merci, Johan. Karim, du coup, on va s'écouter La Jungle.
Ciao.
Avec du son du singe et puis hyper rituel. Juste à enchaîner, on vous dit à mardi prochain.
À mardi prochain.
17h sur Radio Libertaire avec En veux-tu, en v'là. Le podcast est à retrouver évidemment sur envla.org, envla.org, si vous voulez réécouter ces chouettes morceaux live de Kunda Oula. Des bisous.
rage. Monsieur le Président, Madame Chirac, Bernadette, sur vos roues j'ai perdu mes dents, sur vos roues j'ai vu la fête. Le froid, la pluie, mon petit déjeuner tous les matins, le vent, j'ai dessiné en mille facettes. Interrogez les rues d'un gars sans oublier rue de Lafayette. Ils vous diront, il faut avoir un grain, c'est les rainettes, pour qu'on le chasse à l'âge de la retraite. Je n'ai jamais dit que j'étais saint, je conduisais une camionnette. Sincèrement, j'ignorais le tard, cela peut arriver au prophète. Monsieur le Président, Madame Chirac, Bernadette, s'il vous plaît, tendez-moi vos mains, au moins cassez les lunettes. S'il vous plaît, tendez-moi vos mains avant que je perds la tête. La rage. Arthur, Arthur, vous qui réalisez les rêves, je vous demande pas la lune ni la fortune. S'il vous plaît, aidez-moi sortir de ce fleuve. Je souffre d'une fracture pulvérisée par la veuve. Prévu de me péter le futur, l'angoisse vous de la preuve. La rage. C'est vrai que j'ai voyagé avec un pourriture, des pourritures. Il m'a joué le rôle du Satan, son rôle a grillé Adam et Ève. Je me suis trouvé derrière les murs pour avoir conduit une voiture. On m'a interdit le territoire, j'ai fait appel à Marceau Crève. Le seul moyen de dire au public que je n'aurai cyanure. Ici, ils peuvent le faire comprendre à ceux qui se sont réjouis de me jeter comme une ordure. Moi, car ici ma jeunesse et ma soeur sur les autoroutes du Toutry Villeneuve. Monsieur Sarkozy, monsieur de Villepin, s'il vous plaît, permettez-moi si j'ai osé de vous demander un coup de main. Car c'est lui qui m'a jugé, déteste les maghrébins. Même ceux qu'on construit, le musée, le rachat de venin. Fallait voir comment qu'il a rougi, sans négliger, m'a coupé les jambes et compris les mains. Pire que les nazis, j'entends d'Hitler. Mon père, il a défendu la source et les artères. D'un rythme de son fils numéro 1. Mais j'excuse les lésés si j'ai plus de freins. Si je laisse le moisi, adieu le pain. Voilà la poésie qui m'a permis d'analyser le défaut de l'humain. La rage. Arthur, Arthur, vous qui réalisez les rêves, je vous demande pas la lune ni la fortune. S'il vous plaît, aidez-moi sortir de ce fleuve. Je souffre d'une fracture pulvérisée par la veuve. Prévu de me péter futur, l'angoisse vous de la preuve. La rage. Je vous fais serment devant le juge. Tu juges ceux qui m'ont jugé tel qu'un maghrébin. J'étais blessé chez mon voisin. Il a rien aux zizi tout dans les reins. Il m'aurait donné un coup de fusil ou de me jouer un sale tour. J'aurais pardonné la putain. Pourquoi j'ai réagi, s'agit des gamins. Leur amour m'a fait bouger sans les voir. Je leur envoie des câlins. Peut-être qu'ils sont bien protégés. J'ai jamais eu de nouvelles. Je ne saurais vous dire la situation de mes poulains. La rage. Mesdames, messieurs les députés, mon âme vous avoue si sincérité. C'est vrai qu'Anne m'a fait tomber quand j'étais petit. Et lui c'est vrai qu'Anne, avec ses talons, j'ai pas pu l'éviter. J'ai pas pu l'éviter, sa banane m'a marqué pour l'éternité. Mesdames, messieurs l'égalité, vous connaissez le renard depuis sa naissance, il vous a jamais quitté. Malheureusement, on profite de sa confiance, mal placée, parce qu'on adore son identité. Mesdames, messieurs la fraternité, vous voyez la conscience, aujourd'hui l'incroyable devient réalité. La rage. Arthur, Arthur, vous qui réalisez les rêves, je vous demande pas la lune ni la fortune. S'il vous plaît, aidez-moi sortir de ce fleuve. Je souffre d'une fracture pulvérisée par la veuve. Prévu de me péter le futur, l'angoisse vous de la preuve. Arthur, Arthur, vous qui réalisez les rêves, je vous demande pas la lune ni la fortune. S'il vous plaît, aidez-moi sortir de ce fleuve. Je souffre d'une fracture pulvérisée par la veuve. Prévu de me péter le futur, l'angoisse vous de la preuve. La rage.
Chers auditeurs de Pas de Quartier, l'émission du groupe Louise Michel sur Radio Libertaire, 89.4 FM. Aujourd'hui, je suis avec François. François, bonjour.
Salut, Mariama.
Bon, et nous avons un invité prestigieux. Alors, je le laisse se présenter. Bonjour, Benoît Colomba.
Bonjour.
Alors, on te reçoit pour ta BD qui vient de sortir, qui a pour titre Le choix du chômage et comme sous-titre De Pompidou à Macron, enquête sur les racines de la violence économique.
C'est bien. Ça.
Alors, je t'avais reçu en octobre 2016 pour ta précédente BD, Cher pays de notre enfance, et j'avais reçu deux protagonistes de tes amis pour l'autre BD que tu as commise, Sarkozy, des billets et des bombes. Sarkozy, Kadhafi, des billets et des bombes.
Sur l'affaire libyenne.
Sur l'affaire libyenne. Donc aujourd'hui, c'est le choix du chômage. Alors, pourquoi ce titre ?
Pourquoi ce titre ? En fait, il est arrivé assez vite, ce titre, comme une évidence.